five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire, five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go. Firefighters!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll go direct to the workshop of the great Vesuvio, where a demonstration of his new invention, the phosphorescent ghost that vanishes in a crackle of flame, has gone seriously wrong. But Chief Cody and Tim Collins are on the scene. And while they size up the situation, we'll take time to give you some important information. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the workshop of the great Vesuvio, his two-room suite on the second floor of a business block, where important guests have assembled to witness a demonstration of a new novelty invented by Vesuvio. Just a moment ago, you remember, in the office where a dozen guests are sitting, Vesuvio ordered the lights turned out, and Chief Cody exclaimed,
"Collins, look at that thing on the wall.
Oh, good grief, it's a ghost.
Shining in the dark. Well, now, that's quite a trick."
And as they stared in amazement at the grinning, glowing ghost shining in the darkness of the room, the great Vesuvio announced,
"One moment, my friends, one moment more, and Vesuvio's ghost will vanish in a flash of flame. One moment more, and..."
Oh, there it goes.
Well,
that tissue paper, Chief, that paper the ghost was painted on, it flared up and vanished.
I don't like this, Collins. I don't think it's safe.
The lights, if you please. Turn on the lights. I thank you. And now, in the light, you see that Vesuvio's ghost has vanished utterly, leaving not a trace of the paper it was painted upon. Vanished in a flash of flame.
And as the great Vesuvio bows to the assembled guests, delighted with the success of his vanishing ghost, Tim Collins wonders aloud.
How does he do that, Chief Cody?
My guess is that's where the phosphorus comes in.
All that phosphorus, that big supply he has stored back there in his laboratory?
Right. He's perfected some kind of paint, and there's phosphorus in that paint.
Oh, of course. He paints the ghost on tissue paper, sprays it with that stuff to dry out the water that keeps the phosphorus from burning, and then...
Then, as soon as air gets at the phosphorus, there's a flash of flame.
As the experienced old firefighter shakes his head in misgiving, the great Vesuvio puts out his hand to open the door of his laboratory.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have observed the performance of Vesuvio's vanishing ghost. A novelty, I can assure you, which will sell in the millions. Before inviting you to place your orders with me, I shall give each and every one of you a free sample. Now, if you will excuse me, I shall step into my laboratory and...
Chief Cody, there's smoke.
Vesuvio, shut that door. Shut that door. Collins, get hold of that man.
Yes,
Don't
sir.
Let him go in there.
All right, let me through, please. Let me through. Fire department coming through.
All right, everybody. Keep your heads.
All right, I got you.
Let me go. Let me go. I must save my ghost.
All right, easy now. Easy. Take it easy, mister. The chemical smoke would poison
Attention,
you.
Attention, everybody. Walk out that door. Walk downstairs. Now keep calm. Get out of the building. Now this way, everybody. Come follow me.
As Chief Cody urges the crowd of alarmed and bewildered guests to safety, Tim Collins holds the hysterical inventor in a tight grasp.
Go! Let me go!
Chief Cody! I can't hold him much longer!
Let me go! My ghosts, my treasures, I must save my ghosts!
All right, Collins, those people are all out.
What if I let him go, Chief? He'll plunge through that door into the laboratory.
Vesuvio, listen to me. Stop rustling. Listen to me.
All right. I'm listening, sir.
Let him go, Collins. He's all right now.
Yes, sir.
Now, Vesuvio, get down to the street. Watch for the firemen. As soon as they get here, tell them Chief Cody says to throw a ladder up to that laboratory window. Now, this is important.
Very well, Chief.
All right, Collins, he's out of our way now.
Yes, sir. I phoned in the alarm, Chief.
Good man. What equipment did you call for?
Regular still alarm, Chief. Ladder, truck, and hose companies. And I called for smoke helmets.
Right. Now, you've been inside that laboratory. What's the setup?
Oh, a workbench with a lot of glassware on it, the stuff chemists use. and shelves. Half a dozen of them with jars and boxes of chemicals.
And that supply of phosphorus?
In a big jar on the top shelf.
No fire precautions?
A fire brick, Chief. The floor and halfway up the walls. It's all fire brick.
Well, then that's our hope. If that brick can act as a container... No, but the heat, Collins, the heat alone can touch off the ceiling and upper wall.
Yes, sir, but this window here, Chief, here in the office.
What do you mean, Collins?
The ledge outside this window, Chief.
Huh?
It's wide enough to stand on, and I can work my way over to the laboratory window.
Wait a minute, now, let's see.
Uh-huh.
Now, you have about 10 feet to go.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, Collins, that ledge is too narrow. Wait for the ladder truck.
Oh, I've done tougher stunts, Chief, just for practice in training school.
Well, maybe you can make it.
Well, every moment counts, Chief. And if we can see what's happening in there...
All right, Collins, we'll try it. We've got to knock down this fire fast to lose the building and 24 different stores and offices.
Yes, sir. I'll slip off my shoes, sir.
All right.
Now, if you'll steady me...
I'll try that ledge before you put your weight on it.
Yes, sir. I think it's... Yes, it's solid.
Any hold for your fingers?
Well, there's a phone cable, Chief, if I can reach... Oh, I got it. Yeah, it's strong as a lifeline, Chief. I can make it all right.
And good luck, boy. Be careful.
As Tim Collins inches his way along the narrow ledge, using the phone cable above his head for a guide, the ladder truck and engine companies pull up in the street below. Tim edges toward the window of the laboratory, careful not to look down lest he lose his balance, knowing that any moment the glass of the laboratory window may crash outward in a terrible explosion. As his fingers touch the window frame, he snatches them back. The heat is so intense. Tim braces his feet on the ledge, grasps the phone cable firmly, and risks a quick glance into the inferno of the laboratory. Momentarily blinded by the glare, he turns his face away from the holocaust and reports...
It's a furnace in there, Chief. Every color of smoke you ever saw. And flames, too. White, blue, red, green. Looks like fireworks.
How about the walls and ceiling?
Oh, they're not involved yet, Chief. We can confine it if we get a fog in here fast.
Stand by, Collins. Get those ladders up here. I want two ladders.
Two ladders? Get them out.
Smoke helmet. And give me two lines of hose. Send up your fog nozzle.
All right. I'm coming back, Chief Cody.
Stand by, Collins. Stay where you are. Wait for the ladder.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm coming out. I'm going to join you, Collins.
Chief Cody, don't. This ledge isn't safe.
It looks safer than that office, Collins. The fire has come through the door, and that smoke is more than I can take.
Clinging to their narrow perch, Chief Cody and Tim Collins are midway between the ladders that are thrown up to reach the windows of the office and the laboratory. Firemen and smoke helmets swarm up the ladders as the chief shouts his orders.
Watch yourself at that window. Get the fog nozzle in and drown those chemicals. You on the other ladder. Get a stream of water into that office. Cool it down. Drive that fire back into the laboratory.
They're into the office, Chief. They got the hose over the sill.
That clears the way for us, Collins.
Yes, sir.
Come on. We can get down that ladder now.
Yes, sir. Coming, Chief.
No, easy does it. Inch at a time. All right. Higher. Reach this way. I can give you a hand now.
Yes, sir. All secure, sir.
All right. Let's get down the ladder to the street.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, this ladder is like a staircase in a palace after that ledge.
When they reach the street, Chief Cody casts an alert glance upward to judge the progress of his men in fighting the second floor blaze. He sees that the smoke is already turning to steam and the fire has been knocked down. And as he turns, he stumbles.
Oh, careful, Chief. Hey. Say, are you all right? You didn't inhale any of that chemical smoke.
No, son, just forgot something. Guess I'm too old to be running around barefoot.
Barefoot? Oh, our shoes, we slipped them off. And good grief, our shoes are up there in that office.
Oh, no. Here they are, hanging around my neck. Yours and mine.
Oh, well, that's a relief. Although, if we could come through a fire like that without losing anything more than our shoes...
Gentlemen!
Huh?
Oh, it's Vesuvio.
Oh, well, Vesuvio. You've lost your business playing with fire, but you're lucky to have your life.
Ah, yes, and with life, always there is hope.
Hope of what?
Hope of new inspiration, gentlemen.
Oh, no, not any more flaming ghosts.
Ghosts? Ah, child's play. My next invention, gentlemen, will be an automatic fire extinguisher. An extinguisher for laboratories such as mine.
Maybe this time he's on the right track, Chief.
Maybe, but Vesuvio...
Sir?
Vesuvio, the fire department has a laboratory of its own. And some experts that can give you a few pointers. Hereafter, before you start dabbling with chemicals, you're going to talk it over with the boys in the department lab.
Always a pleasure, sir, to talk with fellow investigators of the wonders of nature.
Yes, well, you'll take their advice hereafter, or we'll make this town too hot for you, Vesuvio, before you make it too hot for everybody else.
So Chief Cody and Tim Collins have settled the case of the vanishing ghost. at considerable risk to their own lives. And from that case, the chief's new idea for explaining the work of the fire department to the public had its inspiration. There's always action when the chief has a new idea, as you'll hear in our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here is a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody, with something we ought to talk about. You know, candles make a mighty pretty decoration. But I don't know of anything that gives us firefighters more trouble. So I want you to think it over, about the fire hazard of candles on a Christmas tree or on a table where curtains might blow into the flame. Or perhaps just standing on a table when you youngsters are giving some kind of a dramatic performance. That candle flame is pretty, pretty dangerous too. So let's use electric lights instead, whenever possible. Well, that's all for now. You'll be hearing from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it! Let's go! Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.